Hey, listener, this is Ralph from Beer, Blood, and the Bayou, reminding you that if you love our podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, Classmates.com, or wherever you consume our show. We also want to remind you that if you have any questions, comments, or would like to unload on our latest podcast, please call us at 405-806-0476 or write us at listener@beerbloodbayou.com. Thanks.
Beer, Blood, and the Bayou contains adult language, graphic descriptions of delicious hop treats, and real crimes perpetrated in and around the greater Houston metropolitan area. Viewer discretion is advised. Bitches.
Live.
Hey, everybody.
Why are you yelling?
Quiet.
So loud.
Quiet.
Just listening to your story that you
James. Stopped. That's right. Hey, guys, I want to invite both of you and your families to come with me.
I'm in.
To a little town called Lake Arthur in Louisiana.
Kind of pass.
Serial killers.
No. It's just south of those serial killers.
Just a minute, though. It's right next to Jennings.
It's 11 miles south. And those are 11 Louisiana miles. Those aren't like 11, I drive 15 miles for Good Tacos here. Going to 11 miles in Louisiana is a very far
drive.
Is that
where they film Duck Dynasty?
No, that's north. And those people aren't even Cajuns. That's barely Louisiana.
I heard those guys, though, they dress up in khakis and like polos and shit. And then all of a sudden they realize they can make some money by growing their hair long and wearing bandanas.
Well, they started, they started selling duck calls, and they made money selling hunting equipment, and they just dressed the part.
They grew out their beards. They needed to look the part, right?
They didn't need to. That certainly enhanced the brand.
All I'm saying is they looked like preppy motherfuckers.
What did you look like 15, 20 years ago?
Well, their dad played football.
I look like I look now, like a beer nerd, man.
Their dad was a college star with Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, there you go.
He was the backup.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, so anyway, speaking of Louisiana, I have been asked by the City Fathers, the Chamber of Commerce, the Knights of Columbus, and all parties there to be the judge, jury, and
executioner,
king of the Mardi Gras parade.
Mm. I'm going to say they didn't tell you were king.
Maybe it's not the king, but I will wear a crown.
Is that a promotion from last year?
No. Last year I had to lay the scepter down for a season.
So, the year before, though.
No, the year before I was like crown prince. It was amazing. All the honors were bestowed on me. Ticker tape parade. It was
His
great.
His head is expanding.
So I get to be the judge of the floats. There's I think there's like 97 Mardi Gras floats, and each one is more fun than the next. So I get to. I get to be the judge.
So you're inviting every listener here right now?
No, I'm not. There's way too many people already that go. But we have booked some hotel rooms in the nicest hotel on the in the city, and this hotel has a enormous balcony.
Slot machine.
No, balcony. Where the parade goes right in front of. So
I know Lake Arthur is huge. So
it's not huge, but it's wealthy for sure.
Yeah,
it's got a downtown area.
Mm, it's town square.
Either way, yeah, Town Square. So, but anyway.
How many people are in Lake Arthur?
Oh, shit. I don't know. 6,000.
100,000, 200,000. Oh, 6,000. I'm sorry.
No. But they bring in. Dude, are you kidding me? Lil Wayne played Lake Arthur.
Mm.
Yeah, the Young Jeezy.
The Ying Yang Twins.
Is this parade?
That is a very big difference.
Is it taken away from the crowd at New Orleans?
No, not Lil Wayne.
Every city in Louisiana has a Mardi Gras parade. Every city has
that's
a Mardi Gras
city,
parade.
That's a town.
You're kidding me.
Every town has a Mardi Gras parade. When I was living in Louisiana in elementary school, we had a Mardi Gras parade in school. Yeah. My third grade class is the one that did the Mardi Gras parade. They threw beads and all that. It was great.
Titties?
No, it was third graders, but nice try, you pervert.
No, I'm not saying like the third graders' titties.
He's talking about the sandals.
I know, but if he's throwing the beads, right? He's in third grade. Are there women out there showing their titties so that you would throw the beads?
No.
Aggressive.
These are daytime parades.
First of all,
you guys don't know anything about Cajun culture and then the Louisiana culture.
I know enough.
There's not just one Mardi Gras parade. there are several parades throughout. I mean, over a course of all of Lent.
There's seven magical nights.
No, there's more than that. So, but anyway, I have been asked I've been bestowed this honor again, and I'm very happy to assume it. So,
I want to puke.
I just want to tell you guys, if you're interested, I have an extra hotel room.
Brower, congratulations. Family. So this is Beer Bowl in the Bayou.
Hey, everybody.
Across from me is Mr. Josh James.
I'm here.
Next to me is Mr. Ray Brower.
I am here, and I'm proud.
I'm Mr. Ralph.
To be an American in the middle of our war.
I fear no beer.
Yeah, hey, so how's your I fear no beer business going?
No. I'm losing a palate, dude. My palate is overwhelmed by beer.
Oh, really?
I thought you meant a palate of t-shirts you ordered.
I'm losing the passion. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, my God, not me,
You're
man.
You're kidding me.
Not me. I bought.
I'm exhausted, dude. There's too much.
You picked a hobby. You could have picked frisbee golf, but you've picked something like where you don't exercise and just drink.
I know, and it's exhausting.
So get passionate about fewer beers, dude.
I am. I'm really trying to just focus on local stuff right now.
Or using beer to cook with.
But you know, I can't do anymore. You know, New England IPA can't do anymore. Cannot do it
anymore.
Oh,
your palate is evolving.
No, it's not that it's evolving.
Evolving.
No, I can't fucking drink those anymore. Brower, you know what I'm talking about?
Which
New
ones?
England IPAs? NEPA.
Yeah, I know what NEPAs IPA. Are, but yeah. But
I can't fucking drink
question.
Them anymore.
Question.
The hazy ones?
Yeah, can't drink hazy
question.
Anymore.
Question.
Like Ghost in the Machine?
I'm over it. I can't.
Question.
Give me a fucking break.
No, you're mad now. Why are you mad?
Over it, barf city, dude. I could go bathe in on V right now.
Oh, here we go.
Or Ghost. And
listen, you've come a long way. Okay,
I know.
Because 2 years ago, you would have said, "Get that fucking cloudy shit out of here
get
right now."
Bit man.
Yeah man.
I gotta tell you, Bearded Fox has got a really good IPA. Wicked Fox. I think it's their best one. Mm. I'll drink that with breakfast.
Can I say my question to your point?
Go ahead.
Do you think that your palate will devolve back to where you can't wait to drink Miller Lite when you get home?
You
go backwards?
I don't know if devolve is the proper terminology. Here's what I want. I want IPA-flavored IPA. I want a Kolsch. I want a lager. I want normal. I want a Hefeweizen. I want just normal beers, dude.
Hey,
what about stouts?
Because I've been so far away, dude. I'll drink a stout. Yeah, that's okay, but just the whole like sharing culture, the whole trading culture, people getting boxes, people having these huge fucking bottle shares, people just coming out with these huge pastry stouts.
Like after
I can't do it anymore.
The ones that after you drink it, you just want to go do P90X when you get home.
You want to die.
Is this
it makes you feel fucking horrible?
Is this the weight gain? Is this because of the weight gain?
It's a little bit. Yeah, that's it too. Obviously,
I heard you crying in the shower when we got here.
Yeah,
you were saying things like "Why God? Why?
Why God? Why?" No, well, I don't know.
That's very interesting.
There are certain beers, especially the higher the ABV. If you're you can't drink them all day. You know,
never.
I have been fucking preaching this for this entire time.
You even looked at me.
Yeah, that's right. And normally I don't even make eye contact with you ever.
Yeah.
But no, I this is what I've been saying. I don't like a beer you have to chew. But I have finally developed an understanding and an appreciation for
Brower gets in, Ralph gets out.
Yeah, it's terrible.
No, it's okay. Listen,
give him the login.
I'm just telling you
Instagram.
That like I'm fucking slowing it down a little bit because you should go see my beer fridge right now. I've given away so much beer.
Why don't you just
you
do
mean
a
you
new
shared it?
You ought
no,
to parlay
no,
this.
No, I just give it away.
Parlay this into
it.
A new Instagram. I fear some beers.
I'm on to a new kick.
And just start doing different beers.
Food.
Craft barbecue.
Okay, define craft barbecue as opposed to regular barbecue.
Okay, regular barbecue.
Let me get a trash can throw.
You ever been to Papa's barbecue? It's like shoe leather.
Okay.
Okay, go to somewhere like Pinkerton's or Franklin's.
Or Gatlin.
It's like filet mignon.
Oh, you mean not a chain restaurant?
No. It's where they do wood fire through the entire cook for 12, 13 hours.
What is the barbecue McRib at McDonald's, you think?
Yeah, I love McRibs, actually. But anyhow,
they're seasonal.
So you're calling bullshit. Is that what you're doing right now?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, everything you say, I call bullshit on.
Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. I figured this out.
Mm-hmm.
Brower and I, we're gonna go to Pinkerton's, and we're gonna do a live cast just with the iPhone. Okay.
Okay.
It's friends only.
No, you're not allowed.
Close friends only.
Yeah, because I know he's going to be... He shits all over new things, right? So him and I are going to sit down. I want him to eat it. And then I just want to get his first thoughts. I guarantee you, you will fucking... The light bulb will come on.
Yeah. Where's Pinkerton's at again?
Airline and 610.
Next to Beard of Fox.
Amazing. No, it's not next to Beard of Fox.
Now you're talking.
It is fucking... It'll change your life.
I will try it.
Do you believe it?
Is there going to be another podcast for barbecue?
I don't know. No. We're parlaying everything into this. Josh, you can have your interests. Brower, your interests, whatever it is. Oh my God, Brower picked up his phone. He's not.
I'm not picking up my phone.
Yeah, you are. You're literally holding your phone.
What do you think about crafting? Like, I was thinking about doing like decoupage and chainmail in
my
section.
This is Beer Blood in the Bayou. Oh yeah, yeah. So is that what you?
That's what I'm passionate
about.
That's
okay. Yeah,
I'm all into that. A lot of decoupage. A lot of cake balls, stuff like that.
I like cake
scrapbooking.
Balls. Yep.
I don't know what. I guess I'm really into like my wife and kids. I guess if that's my hobby, I would say.
Right when you got here, you're like, I can't do this tonight, guys.
She's totally listening.
Oh, I don't think she listens. But yes, no, my only hobby is my wife and kids.
Aww.
So
devoted family man.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's talk about what everybody did over the break.
Oh,
we're fucking 2 weeks out, by the way.
That's right. We've been a long time since we've been here. I had a very lovely little Christmas. It was nice. It was great. I had my wife and I and my children. And I invited my mother, my sister, and my nephew over, and they no-showed. So that's awesome. Merry Christmas. Good news is I knew they were going to no-show on Christmas because they no-showed on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So good there. Went to P.F. Chang's and got nice and Christmas Eve drunk. That was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You said this is like 4 years in a row, right?
I think year five. So 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Yeah, five.
Yeah.
5 years in a row at P.F. Chang's. Mm. So pretty great. New Year's was low key. I pretty much worked the entire time.
Really?
Did go to 11 below at some point in there.
That's cool.
And Bearded Fox probably like, a dozen times or so. Mm.
Josh Hams?
We took the old RV out for 2 weeks. Did a little.
What do you mean 2 weeks? Where'd you go?
2 weeks. It's 14 days. What are you asking?
You sound like you're cutting in and out.
Yeah, no, because he's not finishing like the last part of his
sentence. Still?
Yeah, dude, you have to talk.
That's okay.
It's okay. Sorry, go ahead. So.
It's my mic, I think, dude.
No, it's not your mic.
Lisp?
It's,
maybe?
No, it. You just. You fucking mumble, dude, at the end of every word.
Well,
it's okay, but go ahead.
The women love it.
They do.
So what did you do? We went to Bastrop State Park, which was awesome.
Who's we?
The old fiance and I.
Fiance!
Oh.
Wait, did we announce this in the last one?
I think we did.
No, we did, yeah. He's already talking about this.
Damn it.
Old news. What?
You weren't as excited then.
I'm still not excited.
Just coping.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead.
Yeah, we didn't have kids this holiday season for different reasons that were, you know, they were wanting to do other stuff like skiing with
stay with their foster family.
Family.
Stay right. With their better, richer family. Yeah.
Yeah. So we went to Bastrop and then we went to the Guadalupe River and did not river raft. We just camped up there.
It's tough in December probably.
Right. And right. I met a new fan. We were at a
Met a new fan, no way.
Well, we were at a distillery in Bastrop. There's a vodka distillery in an old historic Bastrop.
Okay.
The guy's been in business like 3 years, but we've seen him grown from a small like building to this big bar. He bought two other buildings. And I met a guy overheard me talking to the bartender about the podcast because Ashley was wanting me to buy some of his vodka so we could try it, mm-hmm. which I did buy some. It's like a honey flavored vodka.
Was it good?
It's pretty amazing.
Is it?
It's all like flavored vodka, like Deep Eddie's, mm-hmm. but better. It's like hazelnut, walnut. It's not like lemon, raspberry,
chestnuts,
whatever. But that's a guy walked up and he's like, "Hey man, you I hear you're on a podcast." I'm like, "Yeah, why?" He goes, "I listened to a couple of those," and I'm like, "I'm about to get killed by this guy."
Yeah,
he was like a super nice guy. Like I think he worked on one of the pipelines around there or something.
Outweighed you by 150
easily.
Yeah.
And at one point, he was talking and ripped ass, which I've never had happen before, and nobody said anything. Yeah. I kept a straight face.
You sure as hell didn't, did
just
you?
Just kept on talking.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
It was the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
I mean, it was substantially louder than I would have expected as I'm having a conversation.
Yeah.
It's weird when somebody farts in like a, even in a professional environment, not just a stranger, you know, it's like, oh, hey, yeah, we're going to go there. And then we're probably going to.
Yeah, you got to pretend like it didn't happen.
Oh, my God. Do you talk about it? Do you, no. I mean, do you bring it up?
No.
No, you got to keep going. But he was cool. He was excited, downloaded it in front of us, and said he would start listening at work the next
day. So now he's a new fan.
Yeah, what's his name?
His name is. I'm glad I beeped that out.
I'm really. So what I'm really glad
I don't know,
about,
man. Though, I'm totally. You know, I'm bad with names.
What I'm really glad about, though, is that you're talking about him and his flatulence and. He's going to find you, man. You're a public figure now.
Yeah.
He was a super nice guy.
Hey, a stinky old man.
Pretty sure that.
I hope you're listening.
If he's caught up to the where he is now, he knows that we're just
that's a good
bunch
point.
Of jovial, funny people.
Yeah.
And God knows I've done that in front of people. But it was fun. We had a lot of camp, and we kept staying extra days. I was supposed to come back 2 days before New Year's Day, and we just kept re-upping. Just, it's not like a hotel, because you're
just
in an
camping,
RV.
Man. Just keep camping.
I mean,
bonfires every night.
Just in that pop-up, you know.
Bonfires.
Hey, man, life is camp. Live, laugh, camp. Yeah. Live, laugh, camp.
Exactly.
Nature, man.
Just a lot of hiking and
were you
at one with nature?
Fires every night?
For the most part.
Was it cold?
Most time.
Pretty good, though, huh?
Pretty nice.
It's the best.
You get
it?
Free firewood at state parks, which is awesome.
Free?
Well, you can donate, which I donated hundreds. I donated hundreds.
Hundreds
of
what?
There's a little box you can put money in. It says, please donate. So I must have put like three $100 bills in there.
Oh, you're a liar. Peeled off Hold a couple on. Of
They have free firewood you can just get. Yeah. They'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
I don't know if it's just Bastrop State Park because I've that's the one that was devastated by the fire.
Yeah.
But
they need all the wood they can get. I mean, you would think.
Yeah.
All right. You guys want to move on to the beer real quick?
Hey, let's do it.
All right. Let's go ahead. All right. So we got Einger Celebrator. Here today, and Mr. Brower brought it.
Which That's I'm, right.
Yep, it's a double Bock, 6.7 ABV. Einger, they make a really, really good hef. It tastes like liquid banana, and they don't have any bananas in it at all.
But are you still going? Are you still going to Germany for your birthday?
Yeah,
you buy your tickets already?
We're about to. Do you want to go?
Maybe.
Yeah.
What are those flights?
James,
cost?
You want to go?
How much?
We're actually finding flights for $500.
Shut the front
to
door.
Germany, Texas.
Germany,
to Munich.
No,
Ohio?
No. Actually, we would. Actually, there's multiple places in Europe that we can fly into.
Were you staying at like a hostel?
No.
Yeah.
But the other thing too is that once you get into Europe, you can take a Ryanair for like less than $100.
Oh my God! I forgot. I would rather fucking beat my head against the wall than fly
on Ryanair
24 hours. How long is the flight?
So, I guess 3, 6, 9, 8, 9 hours, something like that, depending on where we land.
What, are you going to do an emergency landing?
No, I'm just saying, so like, yeah.
I mean, oh,
so
it'll
be 3 hours to the coast of the U.S., and then another...
Wait, you mean Southwest doesn't fly direct to Munich?
They don't, no, they don't.
No.
Anyhow, but yeah, you guys are... Anyhow, so back to the beer. So I've liked these guys. I've had this beer before. It's been a very, very long time. Brower said, hey, do you mind if I bring this over? I said, I don't give a fuck. Typically, we like to feature Houston, Texas beers, but it's very good. It's dark, malty, rich. Barbarian, these guys have been around since the 1870s. They kind of know what they're doing.
Is it like a Hofbräu?
Yeah. No.
You know what I'm talking about?
They do take part in the German purity law, which is called the... I can never say it. What do you need? This. Opener. Yeah, there you go. Actually, I already opened it accidentally. There you go. There's no... Like,
shithead.
Isn't that gross? There's like no like...
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I'll pour it up.
All right. So this brewery, they're about 25 kilometers from Munich. 10% of the beers are exported mainly to Italy, United States, and the rest of Europe. And they win a shit ton of awards.
This
started
is like
in 1877.
This is like Pearl over there.
And they're independent. So this is double box. So if you look at the color, what does this color remind you of? If we're thinking of a Bock, I'll give you a hint. It's a city in Texas.
Santo.
Or town.
Santo.
Santo.
Shiner.
Santos. No, yeah, does he? This is... So... What you're going to get here is this what originally, this is what Shiner tasted like way back when. So they had the original recipe. It's been changed many times since then. But this was basically what Shiner was when it first came. But after a lot of reactions like Brouwer just had, they had to refine it and lighten it a lot to compete with American lagers. But this one has a low
ABV.
No, it does not. I mean,
6.7?
Yeah, I mean, a Shiner has, like, I think, 4 or 5.
This is the finest Bavarian double box.
Exactly, you dumb fuck. All right, let's smell it. What do you get?
It smells...
It's very malty. You got a lot of malts there. It's very, very malty.
I don't know.
Kind of sweet, right? Kind of sweet.
Is this new shirt Ashley bought me? It looked like a blouse.
Oh, no, hold on. Let's look.
It's weird button placement.
Can we look through it? So what do you see? So you can't really see through it. You have a decent amount of carb, not too much. Good lacing on the glass, right?
God, I'm gonna go downstairs while you do this part.
Uh-huh. Okay, all right.
I'm tired of holding it like this.
All right, so let's do a quick cheers.
That's what she said. All right. Here we go. All right.
I gotta get you. Oh, there we go. Okay,
you get me.
God.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know.
Not good.
It's better colder.
That's not good.
Well, I mean, and a lot of people won't say that because they drink this shit room temp in Germany, but I like this shit colder.
Yeah.
So you get a lot of very strong flavors. So as you can tell, lots of malt on the front end, a little bit of bite on the back. What do you think, Brouwer?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No, it's too it's too much going on.
It's okay. It's a very good example of the style. Very good representation of the style. Double Bock.
Yeah, not my favorite.
Dark malt. Malty. A little sweet. Get some of the sweetness in there.
James, thoughts?
He took everything I was going to say away.
Yeah. Oh, really? My mouth. No, you're a liar.
Why are you both drinking St. Arnold's?
I kind of like it.
Because for me, the answer to that is the gas station closest. That's it's the closest they thing they sell besides Shiner that's
I really do like this.
No, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, it's good. And
they have a ton of Carbach there.
Like I said, my favorite from these guys is their Hef. It is so fucking good. It tastes like you're drinking banana bread. It is amazing.
You mentioned your change in beers. I am pretty much a straight stout drinker. If I go to like,
really, you're stout. You're doing stouts now.
I mean, I remember you drink less. You drink less.
Yeah, and then you said
but it's
last
gotten
time,
worse. It's like I won't even drink anything else.
Right, and it makes you look cooler, you said, right?
Remember? That too. Well, I usually unbutton like 4 buttons when I get it.
Yeah, okay.
From my pants.
Cool. It's a deep, deep V. All
right.
Yeah.
So when you're camping for like 2 weeks.
You're back to the camp. Back thing. To the camp.
I mean, where do you go number two?
Do you even know what the acronym RV stands for?
Yeah, I realize
that's fun.
No, I mean, I understand there is a toilet on board, but I mean,
there is nothing like waking up and opening that RV door and just letting it go and talking to your fiance and she's drinking coffee at the table next to you and you're just letting it go, man, in the morning.
Do you remember
the birds chirping?
Wait, you
and actually our toilet, this is funny. Our toilets, it's bolted down like most toilets are, but it's a newer camper, but one of the bolts broke. So it like wobbles when you sit on it.
Wait, do you poop with the door open?
Well, even funnier. So
the door doesn't close?
This particular model has two doors, and one of the doors opens to just the rear bathroom because they think like kids coming in and out playing in the mud. Yeah. So it'll be like super funny. I'll be in there and just drop the old drawers and open the door and talk to Ashley while she's eating at the picnic table or something. It's super funny.
All right, breaking
it comes news. In handy for a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can't. No, not doing that.
Honestly, in all honesty, what I do at the state park is I just go to their facilities. And Bastrop State Park, since it burned down, has amazing facilities.
Well, what about your fiance? What does she do? Just poop in a bag and take it home and flush it then, or what?
Actually, she uses Depends.
Oh, nice. Oh, my God. Okay, By the way.
Okay, well, hold on.
The worst thing ever was...
I can't get a word in to say about those.
The hoarder shows when they go in there and there's like stacks and stacks of adult diapers that they just didn't want to throw away.
I haven't seen that.
You are missing out.
You know, back when I was a tent camper, you reminded me of a story. I got this bright idea that I didn't want to use the porta cans at the Renaissance. So our friend Jonathan and I, got this bright idea, or maybe I had the idea and I told him when I bought. It was a round circle that perfectly, from the camping section at Academy Sports, that popped directly onto like a Home Depot bucket. And you could use it as a toilet.
I've seen one where you put a pool noodle around the top of a Home Depot bucket and shit in there.
It was awkward going into my tent and zipping that door and being, and then coming out with a bag. Because you can't leave it in there.
This is what I was going to...
There's no plumbing, so everyone's at the campfire, and you're like...
So what do you do, like just, tie it up? And like,
just doing laundry. I never only hear one...
Tie it up and swing it.
Yeah.
Let me get it out of here.
It's hard to not admit what it was.
Because well, what it looked like was a big old fucking bag of shit.
Well, I mean, I try to say I was going to do laundry or something, but it was only there for one night. So.
And it smelled horrible.
My tent was right by the fire.
Did you have a seat on the bucket?
So what happens is you get a hefty trash bag.
I know.
Unless you have a water hose, you're going to ride the bucket.
You put it over the bucket, and then what? What do you sit on?
Well, you put it inside the bucket.
Do you hover?
Okay, no. So it's a camping, it's a circle. imagine the lid for a Home Depot bucket, right?
Yeah.
And there's a hole in it.
Oh God.
So you can buy this adapter. That's a weird way to say it too.
Yeah.
It fits on top.
That's a gasket, really. Yeah, that is awful. So if you're camping with a group of people and you guys are all like environmentally conscious and everyone poops into a bag, do you centrally store all those poop bags, or who has to haul that down the mountain?
Well, that was the problem.
Does everyone's car stink, or do you just...
Well, that was the problem. None of us had trucks at the time, so we just had to put it inside. Whoever was riding shotgun just had it in the floorboard.
How about this? You should all just get someone's Yeti and just put them all in there, and then like...
Well, you know, speaking of toilets, one of the more popular things coming out now for RVs are what's called composting toilets. Have you seen these?
Yes.
You just turn the little... crank on it and it just siphons it up into like a kitty litter.
Hey, what'd you get your wife or your fiance for Christmas?
Well, that ring I thought was going to count as that present, but it didn't.
You should have gave it to her Christmas Day if it wants that to be your present.
Clothes.
Clothes? Like, would you go shopping for her?
Oh, man, I went to Neiman's and just walked around.
You held a bunch of bags up and said, big mistake, huge.
Yeah, just put my yoga pants on and ran through the mall.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, I got my wife like AirPods and some other stuff she wanted, and I got a bidet that I have yet to
both
install.
Are those at the Apple store?
An Apple bidet.
I shit.
I poop.
Yeah. I poop. I gastrointestinal disorder.
Yeah.
There's an app for it, everything. That's awesome.
All right, well,
we really leveled up.
sorry, guys, real quick. I need a break in here. While we've been sitting here and laughing.
Better be important.
The Iranian government has launched missiles at some of our bases in Iraq. And the White House, so this just in from CNN.
What do you mean just in? Because we
the White House is preparing for a possible address by the president as Iran threatens to attack the inside of America if U.S. responds to those missile attacks. So apparently they got some fucking shit. Some sleeper cells up in the USA.
Well, they've admitted that.
Do they have a nuclear bomb?
In the U.S.?
Yeah. You think they do? Suitcase bomb? Have they enriched enough uranium? Bioterrorism? What do you guys think?
I think we're in a bad city if that's the case.
Yeah.
Okay. Here.
Are they going to blow up? Are they going to blow up a fucking nuclear plant?
I need a refill now that you told us that.
Yeah.
No, here's what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
This is
This is a Brower breakdown.
This is an escalation ladder.
Oh, here we go. Okay, you already talked about this, but go ahead.
Not on the podcast.
I know.
Okay, so this is they just ratcheted it up. So Trump, the things they were doing in the scale of global conflict were very low on the scale, and then Trump went and dropped an ace card, and he probably shouldn't have done that, but he wanted to make this clear and decisive what we wanted, and the Iranians had to act. And so what you never want to do, what happened when Trump does that, what he does then, he puts the Iranians in control because they're the ones that have to retaliate. Yeah. So now, ultimately, we are in control, and we choose how to retaliate now. That what we don't have, that the Iranians do, is patience. They will sit there and wait, and they will wait, and they will wait until the right time.
Well, they didn't
and
wait, they will
strike.
Man.
Well, no, they didn't, because they might have felt some international pressure. But only because they wanted to be seen as major players in the global world. And by the way,
which is not a good calculation, because they don't have shit, dude. And I guarantee you right now, the U.S., they have enough drugs. I mean,
hold on,
stop. Let me finish, okay? Just stop for a second. So the assassination of that general, right?
I want you to say his full name.
Soleimani.
Okay, so basically, after they had that bum rush on the U.S. embassy, within a day or two, they killed him, which sent a very, very strong signal that basically there are drones following every single high-level official. Hold on.
Absolutely. You're right. No, you're right.
High-level official around Iran. So if I am a fucking senior-level Iranian leader, and anything that you've learned from the previous Gulf Wars is that those drones, they just fucking follow people. You know, from the super high elevation, you can't see them, you can't hear them, they can't track them. And those guys are fucked now, man. I'm telling you.
I saw an interview with a guy from CIA, 30 years.
Yeah.
And he said, you'd be pretty naive to not know that we can't listen in or find any conversation in the world at any point.
Yeah, I used to believe that until 9/11, right? Because after 9/11, you know how long it took us to get Bin Laden?
There could have been reasons for that. Like, we don't know.
10 years.
Yeah, was it 10 years?
I'm at 11.
Yeah, there so I used reasons. To. I used to, in my mind, I used to believe that, you know, the U.S. military presence, they knew where everyone was at every single point in human history, but that's not true. And then
what
Laden
if they waited
that,
on purpose? What if they waited on purpose to do it?
No, they didn't wait on purpose.
You don't know.
Why would they wait? Why?
Things we don't. You think we know everything that we're not supposed to know?
I don't know. But there's no reason why they would wait. But they didn't know where the fuck he was.
Well, yes. Everything you said is absolutely correct. And I think that we do know more than we think we know. And I think that they know that it is an impossibility for them to do anything substantial to this country. What they can do is targeted hits. Look, they have some nuclear capability. Maybe
I'm worried about bioterrorism.
I'm worried about like a suitcase bomb coming in on a shipping container,
exactly,
and floating it up the port of Houston.
Yeah,
and fucking.
Well, I heard some of their bigger concerns are actually cyber threats. I didn't think that was even a problem. Yeah. But they're saying that that's what they think that they're going
to. You guys want to go get cash chat real quick? We may need to.
No,
go do what?
Could you imagine? You may have to suck somebody's dick for a 20.
You know what the currency is going to be?
Yeah,
seeds.
Yeah, seeds.
I read that somewhere in a post-apocalyptic. Seeds will be the currency.
Was that in Cyborg with Jean-Claude Van
Damme? Do you know how far down the you would have fought yourself? You would have to fought off hundreds and hundreds of marauders for your seeds to then become currency.
Marauder.
Have you seen a good strawberry seed?
No, what I'm saying is that if currency becomes seeds, what is this like post-apocalyptic year 10 or 20 or something?
Maybe.
I mean, mm-hmm. How long is it going to take to get to that point? So, but anyway, I think don't go and don't go dump all your money into bullion.
They're like the soup bullion
and garbanzo beans and munitions.
Yeah, if I have anything I can tell our listener to do, that would be to go to Home Depot, Ace Hardware, and get all the seeds.
No, get all the honey and all the rice you can eat.
That's right. Honey and rice. Why honey?
Honey lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
And rice has an incredibly long shelf life.
And find a pet roach.
A pet roach?
Roaches live for like...
You cut out there.
Roaches live for millions of years.
Yeah. Smoke them if you got them.
Not they don't live. They've been around for millions of years.
Well, I like to think that we're kind of safe over here. I do not think that we will be involved in any conventional war as we know it. I can't see that happening.
Red Dawn shit?
Listen to me.
No conventional war, meaning we're going to send troops over there and troops on the ground.
Well, they already did.
Well, they did to protect the embassy.
Bioterrorism. I guarantee you.
Do you think they had that capability?
Yes.
Based on what?
Absolutely. Dude, get anthrax, not a problem. Dude, they go to a fucking baseball game or God knows where, and they unleash like a dirty
Super
bomb.
Super Bowl!
Exactly. Attacks inside the U.S.
Wow.
Mardi Gras parade.
What strange times we live in.
Oh, maybe we'll start rounding up all the Iranians and put them into
tournament camps.
Well, you know, more like, kind of day camps, you know, kind of fun stuff.
Day spas.
Oh, I hope they don't look at my 23andMe. I might be in trouble.
Why is that?
Because
get that knock on the door.
North African.
North African, Western Asian.
That's Egypt, though.
That's Persian, dude.
It is Persian, I guess, yeah.
It is, man.
So what do you have to, let you get your
so what do you have to say for your people, Brower?
I have to say, you guys got a fucking rough time coming. Trump is in election year. He's trying to win this motherfucker. And he's going to pound you into the sand.
He has no fucking off button, dude. All right?
Mm-mm.
He's a bully, dude. And do you think he's going to... He will risk every American's life to prove that point. Yes, he will.
Why would he risk any lives? He can just do it with drones.
I understand, but I'm just saying, like...
I mean, what life?
Listen,
of the guy who's playing with the fucking joystick?
If Iran had half a fucking brain cell in their body, they have sleeper cells all throughout the U.S.
What makes you think that?
What do you mean?
What makes you think that?
Did you watch Cloak and Dagger?
Dude, I've been watching the Americans a lot lately.
Okay.
I'm just saying, they probably do, though. Okay, so what I never understood...
You said you went to water, but...
Okay, listen, so what I never understood, and this is my last thought, and we'll go on to the blood section, is that during the Iraq War, any of the Iraq Wars, or the heat of the Iraq Wars, like when Bush invaded, there was never any strikes, any terrorist cells in the U.S., homegrown sleeper cells. It never happened.
So what are you saying?
My point, though, listen, so after 9/11, right, so those guys, they were all sleeper cells here in the U.S., mm-hmm. right? Well, no, some were trained in Europe, my point, though, is like, I think that terrorism and certain countries learned their lesson and said, okay, we need to start training and instill people in the homeland.
But here's what the thing is. We don't know is what's going on in the country of Iran, right? So there is a large segment of that population that does not like the government, does not want this happening.
No, that's true.
And do you see how many people died at Soleimani's funeral
mm-hmm.
from the stampede?
50, yeah.
Yeah, 50-something people died in the stampede. That's
embarrassing, by the way.
Yeah, so that is a little crazy. Another, like, almost 200 people were injured.
Yeah.
So, anyway, there is a fanatical following for that segment, for that regime, and part of the country is. Now, there's another more liberal part who do not totally agree with this. So,
yeah,
hopefully those America, what do you think? We're just like waiting around to see what happens next?
No,
you don't
at
think
all.
That we're
no.
we don't have not sleeper cells, but connections and spooks in
listen,
Iran.
Listen. By the time we're done with this podcast, there will be thousands of dead Iranians. I guarantee you.
Well, see, you know,
by the time we're done.
You know, here's the thing. It's not like we depend on Iran for oil, so we're not too terribly worried about that. But what they
it actually helps us. You know that, right?
Well, yeah, it drives the price.
If you take them out of the equation, it fucking drives oil sky high.
Well, yeah, because now the Chinese, the Russians have to go to other people for their
right,
oil.
Right, exactly.
So what happens is they'll block that Strait of Hormuz, right? So they won't, that'll be the extent of their military power. So then oil can't freely flow through there, and neither can goods or anything. They'll have to take a long way around. So what then happens is, like you said, there's a run on oil because now people need to find it. The Chinese are ravenous with that oil, and so are the Russians. But the Russians produce a lot of their own oil. So that's going to be a problem. So now you're bringing in additional global players to the mix when that happens. So we'll see what happens, what shakes out. But, you know, hopefully, you know, Trump says, you know, maybe he just kind of, he does something in kind, but does not ratchet up the escalation.
Yeah. Last thought. Okay. My only other concern is I just hope that there's nobody significant in bed with Iran, whether it's directly or indirectly. And what I mean by that is, you know, a Russia or a China through some other means, some other like incognito factions.
There's no way we wouldn't know that.
You never know, man. My point, though, is that I just hope that there's no way that those guys are sponsoring Iranian forces, buying them arms, shipping them potentially bioweapons, nuclear weapons.
That becomes a proxy war, and no one's going to be shipping out nuclear weapons. That is not happening. And for every one nuclear weapon Iran has.
Yeah. They don't have any, apparently.
Well, they have nuclear capability, but any bomb they might have, any nuclear weapon they might have, we have 1,000. So, and it's not like Russia, where, you know, with Russia, we had that understanding of mutually assured destruction.
Yeah.
So we weren't exactly quick to pull the trigger or anything, but Iran, they're patient and they can wait. Now, this time they weren't, so we'll see what happens.
But will Trump nuke Iran?
No. No. He, no. No, 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 no. That'll be a... because, no.
Okay. All right, we're going to cut it off there. This is too much.
That's right.
This is weird. This is getting weird. This is not our podcast.
It's not.
It's not our podcast.
Feels good to flesh it out.
It does a little bit.
It feels good to...
What's going to be even weirder, though,
learn is like, your boys a thing or two.
Rock to vote. Rock to vote, yeah.
What's going to be even weirder, though, is once we see actually what happens, and we're going to like look back at what we called and what we predicted.
60 Minutes is going to reach out to us.
Like, no. We're going to see who was right and who was wrong, and that's going to be the best.
I'm telling you, nothing.
I may have radiation poisoning, but I'm going to be like, I told you so, Brower.
And I'm going to be like, hey, you might want any seeds?
Well, here's the good news.
What?
Brower is always right.
Why? What happened?
Every time. Think about it. I mean, anytime.
I've been right a few times.
A few times. I'm always right.
Mm. Okay. All right. Josh, you ready?
Oh, I thought he had some breaking news I didn't know about.
No, I thought it was going to be like a bombshell.
No.
Literally.
No.
All right. We will be right back.
Right back.
After this.
If you need.
War. And we're back.
Hey, everybody, we're back.
What's all the right. secret you want
sorry,
to talk
sorry,
about?
Real quick. So, Brower, on Facebook, I did post you that post? I went to Franklin and I waited in line for 5.5 hours to get barbecue.
Yeah.
So, what do you have to say about that? I want to hear real quick.
Wait, what do you mean?
No, because you said you commented. I can't remember. It's something like, I don't know. You're
you said
typical,
lines are for losers.
Yeah, lines are for losers. There well, for,
okay,
go.
Now back up. Is Franklin like an Apple store in Franklin, Texas?
That's right.
The new phone?
No. It is.
It's like a wannabe Salt Lake.
No, it is. Oh, my God. He won a fucking James Beard Award.
Oh, my God. I don't give a shit.
So, is it Austin?
It was really good. It was so fucking good.
It's in Austin.
Not exaggerated. Look, I'll tell you what. I am a guy.
Should I Google where it's from?
The Emperor has no clothes. What?
I keep asking, is it in Austin?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. I'm a guy who says the Emperor has no clothes. Aaron Franklin.
I'm a guy that says win in Rome.
It's fully dressed in the most beautiful clothing, meat clothing I've ever eaten.
Well, okay, good. It's good food. Moving on.
Oh, you're mad.
No, who gives a fuck?
I just wanted to say it real quick because you give me all this shit about it. Anyhow.
I said lines are for losers is a joke.
Yeah.
If you're waiting, you're talking about your new hobby.
What was the longest you guys are waiting in line for anything?
Probably like a theme park ride or something as a kid.
Could you talk into the mic? I can't hear you.
Probably as a theme park ride as a kid. I think
mine was for...
I could have waited like hours for the Batman Forever ride at Astroworld.
Mine was Black Friday for Tickle Me Elmo.
Wait, are you serious?
And it was for me.
Wait, no, liar. Are you serious?
No, I was really involved in the Beanie Babies craze.
You're too close.
Oh, the ones at McDonald's?
Oh, no, all of them. I would go to like all kinds of stores and pick up all the Beanie Babies.
I posted a picture yesterday on If You're No Beer.
Of your Beanie Baby collection?
No, it was a couple in divorce court, and they had a huge pile of Beanie Babies, and they were literally separating the Beanie Babies in front of a fucking divorce judge.
Well, people invested their money in that, so yeah. That was like, it's like your 401k.
But they're, listen, they're on the ground on all fours, like children, going through a pile of Beanie Babies. That's how big of a deal it was.
Didn't that end up being like an epic failure as far as investment?
Know. They're probably
well, of course. No,
because they made too many of them, right? I have no idea.
Well, we'll see. I mean, only time will tell. So, in 20 years, people will circle back, and next thing you know, Beanie Babies are big. There's a thing that if you have this old Corningware, this old cookingware is worth.
Oh yeah, is that worth a lot? Yeah.
Like, okay, whatever.
Well, it's all the shit people get rid of and they don't really want, and it's like there's, I don't know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, now that we're in the blood section,
here we go.
Yeah, we're gonna do a topic on
Josh James. You ready?
Cabbage Patch Kids.
What are we? No, statistics. No, we're not. What are we doing?
And how they murdered it in their sales.
Statistics. How do you know? You tell the future, Brower.
Crime statistics, right?
Oh yeah.
So I'm working on a pretty big case behind the scenes with my team. Actually, that's just me, but on a serial killer that we will be doing soon.
Does involve a lot of mumbling.
Yes, and it's going to be 10 to 12 parts.
Do you see? You just cut out. Dude, you got to talk.
10 to 12 parts.
parts.
So anyway,
do you hear yourself cutting out?
I only have one headset on.
Okay, so this is why.
Because they're so fucking loud.
No, this is why.
Anyway, okay. one of our fights.
I love you.
So I'm doing a quick one-off here this week, which kind of ties into the end of the year 2019, and it was a report.
Sort of a retrospective.
Retrospective.
Correct.
Like a top 10 list, but way bloodier.
Right. The Houston Chronicle put out what's called the homicide report for Harris County. How many people would you think died, or I'm sorry, were murdered in Harris County?
15,000.
356.
15,000.
So.
Seven.
Y'all would be terrible in the Price is Right.
12.
Yeah. $1, Bob.
The actual number was 383.
That's not bad.
I said 356.
I know, but he said 15,000.
I know, I'm just joking, but 300, that's not bad.
Dude, I was like 30 away. It was a total guess. You know how I got that number, 356?
Oh.
Google.
One day a year. I figure at least one murder a year. One murder a day.
How many detectives do you think they have?
In Houston?
Like 10?
Well, this is Harris County, though.
Homicide detectives
of those 380 homicides, how many of those have convictions, or at least
20-30%?
Well, so I was very hopeful that the article was going to go in great depth, which it did not.
It did not.
It basically gave the overall count.
Bless you.
It also had a kid in the background coughing.
Yeah.
And it went over the age, race, ethnicity, gender, that kind of stuff, basically.
All right, break it down. Let's hear it.
But not in great detail again. It gave a map, which I thought, I'll go back to the map. I thought the map was pretty telling.
Southeast Houston.
So, yeah, of the 383 murders, Harris County.
The victims were, how many were male?
How many were male?
Hold on, I would, like, let them just tell the tale.
Okay. Well, there's not really
tell the
big tale.
He needs help.
I'm not going to give the exact number because I don't have the exact numbers, but I have a...
I got a slide rule in the other room.
My abacus broke halfway downstairs. But it was around 15 to 20 women overall.
Wait, 15
out
to 20 women?
383 murders.
Oh, 15 to 20? Is that it?
And let's see here. Hispanic, 111.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. White, 54.
Mm.
Asian, 8. Black, 210.
Wow. Wow. That's sad, man.
Is what it said in the article.
Yeah.
And the age group that was mostly like 20s to mid 30s, as you would think.
18 to 35.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, like, I always hear this thing. If you can just, if you locked up every man between 18 and 35, we'd live in a crime free world.
Yeah. I heard that too.
So,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The map was the most important part I thought about it. Not important, but the telling. It goes back to the, you just live in a safe neighborhood and you'll maybe be safe because, okay, so you take Houston and you look at this. Google Map is essentially what they provided with a red dot where every murder took place, address. And you look at some of the neighborhoods that have less than, let's say, two.
Okay.
One to two murders. No murders took place. So do these neighborhoods sound like a neighborhood where a murder would not take place?
Would or would not? Okay.
Would not.
Okay.
Bunker Hill Memorial.
Yeah.
Would not.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely would not. Yeah.
No murders.
No murders, really. Either
Hedwig,
one of those.
Hedwig Village area.
No murders.
Zero.
One.
Oh, one. Okay.
Heights.
Two.
Really?
Outskirts.
Heights, really?
But it was it's an intersection, so it could have been like a...
Yeah. You
know, Oak Forest.
One.
Zero.
Really?
That's where we're... Midtown.
That's where we're recording from.
Ten.
Zero.
Really?
Okay.
Well, there's one, but again, it's an intersection, so...
Yeah, but see, okay, here's a couple things you have to think. So, those are all very interesting statistics.
West University. Zero.
You're talking about areas that are...
affluent.
Yeah, a little more affluent.
I understand that.
And so, obviously, murder is a... and homicide's a very socioeconomic heavy thing there. So, you're going to find areas that they're not going to be murders, but it doesn't mean those people from there aren't experiencing property crime or any other violent crime.
That.
I know that, but being safe from murder is great. Being safe from property crime or anything else, it's a whole different story.
Yeah.
And murders typically are concentrated in areas that are going to be low income and just like, of course, you have the random family, you know, some guy kills his wife and kids or whatever. That's horrific. You know, that happens in neighborhoods all the time. But I mean, I'd like to see how many of those murders were done in apartment complexes. You know what I mean? Like, could you, wouldn't it be great to break out those statistics now?
So, Josh broke it out. Go ahead, Josh.
You call me out because I did not go that deep into that.
I'm totally kidding. I would never expect
so.
Well, apartments are also
all those 4 hours of research.
Westbrook apartments, and I'm gonna start making apartments.
All right. So, what is it?
Where are all the murders? That's what we should probably get to now.
It's where you would probably think they would
southeast
be.
Houston, southeast.
Yeah, southeast around the U of H campus. That seems pretty concentrated. 59 South.
OST and Scott.
Yeah. South of 59, outside of 610, it's dotted. It's pretty sad. Like all over 59 South, Sharpstown area. It's pretty concentrated. Brower's over here looking now. Like up 249, like 1960 Willowbrook area. It looks like there's a pocket over there.
Not surprised.
Going north on 45, before you get to the Beltway, you know, like Little York area. It's pretty concentrated there. I mean, it's just Google homicide report. 2019 Harris County. You'll see the map, listener, and see how bad it is. Pasadena's got a pretty good amount. South Houston, like Fuquay. Pearland's got a bunch, by the way.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've always thought Pearland was pretty safe, but it's looks like around 20 or 30 or something.
Well, you know, as if anyone ever listens to the Brower section, you can tell you we live in a fucking hellhole. And let me tell you something else.
Oh, by the way, it's gone down. 2018 and 2017, it goes down every year the last 3 years. So, yeah. I mean, it's not all bad.
Huh.
Hey, all right. By the way, you know what? So the city is just a total nightmare, right? And the worst thing in the world is about to start happening.
What's that?
Rodeo season.
Oh, kill me during rodeo season.
Fucking shit, I hate rodeo season here.
Yeah.
My God. I have well past the novelty of watching a wagon train cut me off in traffic and watching some trail riders come moseying into town.
I'm trying to think about what I like about the rodeo. Hold on, let me think. Oh, I do like the barbecue.
Do we have enough time?
The cook-off. I do like that.
Oh, yeah, plenty of time. Oh, you like all the slapping stickers on dudes' butts? Is that what you do?
Yeah.
That's what fucking you-know-who does.
Who?
The swolest guy we know. Sorry.
James.
That's what I do, folks.
Hey, real quick, though, on the crime statistics, like Brower was mentioning earlier, it doesn't talk about assault, doesn't talk about rape, it doesn't talk about...
That's what I'm saying. The article leaves a lot to your imagination.
But my point, though, is, like, would you rather get the shit beat out of you by five fucking toughs, or would you rather die?
Well, I don't want to be a quadriplegic.
Like, you know, live with chronic pain for the rest of your life, you know, have PTSD, all that shit, you know? I mean,
that stuff happens.
Yeah,
question.
I don't know. I'm just trying to be honest.
But I would say, I guess I'd rather live because I have a wife and kids.
What about some guy who, like, I'm not going to go there. I'm just thinking horrible situations that are maybe even worse.
I'm not
than
so
murder.
Sure we want to answer it.
No, we're not going to go into it.
I will tell you this, though. March, June, and September all had the highest homicide rates of.
March and what?
March, June, and September, there were 40 or more murders.
Wow.
If there's any.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Wait, March, June, and September. Well, I could tell you why June, because kids
are in school. Those are both the beginning of the quarters.
Oh, they're trying to get their murders in before
January, February, March.
Oh, yeah. They, in a gang,
you have to get June, July.
If your numbers up.
Dude, this is. I think these are just quarterly reporting. I think that's why.
It's not.
Because those
are
beginning of the quarters, right?
No.
Come look at September. No, no.
No, I was going to say, I'll bet you anything that it might have to do with the spread out of the way those months fall. If it's got multiple weekends, because weekends seems to be a time where a lot of people seem to get murdered. So statistically, I think you're more likely to be killed on a weekend than you are on a weekday.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So if you look at the way those months spread out on a calendar, if you end up with like five weekends in a month somehow, or however it
is. What holiday is in September? Is it Labor Day or Memorial Day?
Labor Day.
Get them mixed up. So it could be based on holiday months. Easter?
Well, you know,
Flag Days in June.
Everyone knows as soon as the summertime comes, crime goes up because they you know, de-house all the fucking kids, you know, and they send them out there. I mean, I'll admit it, you know, when I was a kid, we were out there fucking committing crime. God knows we were. I mean, not murder or
wrapping
property.
Wrapping houses.
Yeah, I don't know.
Egging cars.
No. But anyway, I have lots to talk about in the Brower section.
I can't wait. Are you ready?
We can actually roll into it right now if you want.
No, we're going to go ahead and be right back after this.
Oh, we got to hear your crappy music.
We. Oh, God, why do you have to do that? It's my art.
I feel like I need to... I may need to get a heavy edit on this one.
It's
I feel
my
like
you're going to... No.
You said you're dialing in your blog. You're probably going to dial this one in and just hit send.
Let me dial in my blog.
We're still recording. We're actually recording.
Wait, what do you mean? What?
I feel like you're going to...
What?
Leave in and cut out stuff that we want to leave in and not
No, I'm leaving everything in.
No, he's fine. All right, everybody.
We will be right back.
All right back.
After this.
This.
We're back with the biggest Brower Hour ever.
Hey, everybody, the Brower Hour coming at you.
The biggest one ever.
So I got a couple of things. I got some really great news. I got some really horrible news. And I got some really, funny news. So here we
three
go.
Articles, to be clear.
No, I got 20. Plenty of articles. So, you know, what day was this? This is, since we're so far back, I have several stories to go through. But this was on... This article came out today on ABC 13. Police are searching for the armed suspects they say shot their way into a Southwest Houston restaurant and held people at gunpoint. According to authorities, 5 to 7 masked men are believed to be involved in the robbery at the Bombay Express in West Bilford near Willcrest. Houston police said the suspects arrived at the location 5 minutes after it had closed. The employees were in the front of the business while almost 20 people were in the back eating and playing pool. Once they heard gunshots, the victims locked themselves in the room. Suspects later made their way inside that room. No one was seriously hurt during the robbery. The people who went through that nightmare told ABC 13 the masked suspects screamed at them, kicked them, ripped their jewelry, and several others were pistol whipped in the head and face. They hit everybody. They tried to kill us. I thought we were all going to die. It's so traumatizing, like it was our last day, one victim said. Wow, $30,000 was taken from the business and the victims inside.
Wait, $30,000?
$30,000.
In cash?
In cash and jewels. So, in this city of ours, people were, obviously they knew something was going on here. You don't have 5 to 7 gunmen walk into a business, to a restaurant to rob it. There's not enough money. So, they knew some money was in there, so they knew this. But still, there are 5 to 7 men who all know each other. I'm going to say they're
that's
men
the
here,
sad part, yeah.
Who all know each other, who are all willing to go get masks and to go get guns and go willing to put it all on the line to steal $30,000. I mean, what is that? It's like $4,000
a piece.
I'm not
doing the math, but that's crazy.
It's like $43.75 a piece. That's ridiculous. Yeah, so
I like math.
That's right. So
well, there was Jules too. Do the Jules math.
Jules math.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's the city we live in, boys.
Yeah, I'm used to it, dude.
Yeah, well,
I hope you, dude, there's been a ton of other incidents. I hope you're gonna cover all of them.
Oh, I got lots of them.
Do you?
Okay, oh, he's doing all 2019.
Yeah, I do have some really 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 good news, and I was very happy to hear this. Kind-hearted Texas senior girl from Houston turned her high
citizen
school
citizen or
a girl turned her high school graduation celebration into a pizza party for homeless children and women
cool.
at Star of Hope Center in Houston.
That's really cool.
Rather than celebrating herself, she decided to help people in need. After graduating from Waltrip High School, Leanne Carrasco had the choice to host a party for her graduation or host a pizza party for the homeless. She told KPRC that it's more important to her to make a difference in the lives of the homeless than having a graduation party. Maybe she thought no one would show up. But anyway, I thought that was really great.
Yeah, that's cool.
In addition to pizza and corn on the cobs, residents at the center attending the party received personal hygiene bags.
Okay, so
wow.
I want to say that I heard you just mention pizza and corn on the cob.
That's right. Over the years, Carrasco has volunteered at Star of Hope Women's and Star of Hope's Women and Family Development Center many times. With help from her family, she gave away 90 pizzas and 400 personal hygiene bags. for 200 of the center's residents. So each person got half a pizza and two hygiene bags.
Additionally, I corn, though.
On each plate, corn. She served a side of corn on the cob. If you give me a freaking second.
Okay.
So good for her, man. Really, yeah, really.
That's good news. Sorry to be hung up on it, and but she is actually, that strange?
Yeah, she got pizza and corn, though. Yeah.
She got National Ink for that, so good for her.
Wait. You know what it is? You know the street corn? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's not that kind.
It's not? Why would you do corn on the cob?
I don't know either.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Sorry, bro. Good news for all you Heights residents. A man accused of flashing people in the Heights was arrested Friday on January 3rd. Constable Alan Rosen with Harris County Precinct 1 tweeted a picture of Paul David Cole.
Oh, there he is.
I see him. Registered sex offender in handcuffs.
Had corn in his teeth.
Yeah, he looks like a flasher. Cole was arrested after multiple witnesses in the Heights reported him for flashing. I was walking my dog, saw the red bicycle, and I thought immediately about what I read on Nextdoor, said one woman who saw the flasher but didn't want to use her name.
He was on a bike. Quickly.
More than a dozen people have commented on various sightings of the flasher on Nextdoor post. Since mid-December, we had multiple reports coming through next door talking about a man between 50 to 70 years old riding a red bicycle and flashing people.
Probably going to have to Clorox that
seat. So it sounds to me like this was just a brilliant marketing employee at Nextdoor who was stripping and getting the Nextdoor app to explode. They mentioned the Nextdoor app.
I don't know.
Must be inside marketing guy.
Well, Nextdoor? Maybe.
Yeah.
So, did you guys hear about
the Ring doorbell?
You hear about what's
stripper?
You hear about what's going on in Florida? Those people being terrorized down there?
No.
Well, down in Manatee County, Florida, a man who broke into a Florida home on Christmas Eve said he was there to suck toes, then try to grab a victim's genitals as the two fought, according to a report from Manatee County's office.
What, is this a joke?
Deputies say no. So the victim awoke to a stranger sucking his toes. So he asked the man what he was doing, and the culprit said he was there to suck toes. The victim punched the subject in the mouth and forced him out of the bedroom and into the yard, at which point the burglar said he had a gun and he attempted to fondle the victim's genitals, according to the incident report.
Oh my God. No weapon
was displayed. Deputies said that once the two were outside, the victim hit the suspect in the face for about 30 seconds before running inside to call 911. If you hitting somebody in the face for 30 seconds...
That's a lot, yeah.
I mean, let's just say you get a punch in every 1.5 seconds. That's 15 punches.
Yeah, count it out. One. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot.
The suspect then punched out the front window of the house and stomped the victim's windshield until it broke, according to the incident report.
Wow.
The search was conducted, but the culprit was not located.
Wow.
Deputies said they collected DNA from the scene.
Ugh.
Oh, they swabbed his toes. So
a toe sucker.
They did a toe swab.
Hold on. You have a man-on-man toe sucker? Is that what we're doing?
That's right.
Oh, my God. I could not imagine somebody sucking my toes.
What if it's like a
fucking dude? Like I wake up and there's a dude sucking my toes. I would freak out.
Yeah, look, I won't let that happen again.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah.
What else you got?
Well, this is from Kansas City Star.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you as it pulls up. This is a case out of Michigan. Now, what ends up happening ultimately is a horrible story, but there's some interesting things, details in the story. So, early on December 28th, police found... Hang on one second. Let me scroll back. Okay. Sorry about this.
I'm upset.
We'll talk later.
So, okay. Here we go. Disturbing details have emerged in the case of a Michigan man who allegedly killed his grinder date, police said. Kevin Bacon, 25.
Kevin Bacon.
That's right. Was reported,
5 degrees away.
Was reported missing when 7. He didn't show up for his breakfast with his family on Christmas Day.
Oh,
it
no.
wasn't long before his car was found outside of a Family Dollar in Clayton Township.
Always
with his wallet,
dollar.
Phone, and clothes mm-hmm. inside, according to Michigan Live. The day before, Bacon, a hairstylist, told a friend he was meeting up with a man he'd met on a dating app, Grindr. Michigan Live reported later that evening, Bacon texted his friend that they were having fun and he would be out for a while, according to the outlet. Early on December 28th, police found Bacon's body in 50-year-old Mark Latunsky's Maurice area home, WJBK reported. He was arrested and charged with open murder and mutilation of a human body. More details have emerged. According to court documents, police found Bacon hanging naked from the rafters by his ankles at Latunsky's house. WJBK reported.
Oh my God.
Police said Latunsky confessed to killing Bacon by stabbing in the back, then slicing his throat.
Jesus.
Also telling
Christ.
Police also telling police he'd cut off Bacon's testicles with a knife before eating them.
Oh,
wow. Court records say. The month before, police responded to Latunsky's home after a man, 29, was seen running from Latunsky's home with blood on his face wearing only a leather kilt.
This sounds like a famous case.
What the fuck did you say? You said, wait, wearing a leather kilt?
Only. The man didn't press charges, God. And following the investigation, police determined no crime had been committed. I would argue that leather kilt.
By the way, this is extremely reminiscent of the Jeffrey Dahmer case. This kind of stuff happened when he got caught.
Jesus,
people run away naked.
So actor,
no, this is not okay.
I know. But.
Actor Kevin Bacon, who shares first and last names with the victim, took to Instagram to express his condolences when news broke of the victim's death last week. This is a quote from Kevin Bacon. For obvious reasons, I'm thinking this morning about the friends and family of this young person, Kevin Bacon. The Footloose actor shared along with a photo of the victim. His life was taken from him too soon. His love was hairdressing. I bet he would have done a great job on this mess.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
A little bit.
What I'm laughing about is Kevin Bacon. Like the only thing he knows about him is a hairdresser.
I'm sorry. It is fun. I mean,
yeah. Have you ever seen the movie The Pallbearer?
No, I know. Yeah. Oh my God, I know.
Yeah, it's like the Chess Club.
By the way, if anybody has not seen Paul Bearer, please go see it. It is so good.
The victim's loved one also painted the Flint Rock in Flint, Michigan to honor Bacon. WEYI reported the rock now features rendering of Bacon's face over a rainbow backdrop along with a message from loved ones, according to the outlet.
Poor Kevin Bacon. Yeah. God, that is a fucked up story.
That's crazy.
I've not heard that.
Wow.
Amazing. God, there's so much in there. I mean, think about it.
I know. Hey,
there's fucking mutilation. There's
guy's probably a serial killer. He's probably done more.
There's Twitter. There's 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. That's a good story.
Yeah. Well, here's another story. It's not local, but it really hits home.
Those other ones were super local.
Yeah.
Yeah. One was they were all Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Except for that last one was Michigan.
Yeah.
Mm.
First two were Houston. Shithead.
Yeah.
A Manchester student who raped 200 men. Who are out clubbing in the city has been exposed as Britain's worst rapist and jailed for life.
What the fuck?
Reinhard Sinaga lured drunk men back to his city center apartment at Montana House, Princess Street, before poisoning them with GHB, raping them, and filming them while they were comatose.
A
series of Manchester Crown Court trials has heard. A 36-year-old described as a psychopath by police has now been convicted of raping 44 men aged 17 to 36 over 2.5 years. He was also found guilty of sexually assaulting an additional 4 victims. The extraordinary case can only be reported now after 4 trials spanning the course of 18 months concluded with guilty verdicts in the Manchester Crown Court. Detectives believe the true number of victims is at least 195 based on the hundreds of hours of video footage the Indonesian National took of the attacks.
Oh my God.
Dozens of men have yet to be identified and are unlikely to know they were raped because of the memory wiping effect of the drug Sinaga used to knock out his victims.
Wow.
Yeah. It makes the PhD student who studied at Manchester and Leeds universities most prolific rapist in British judicial history, worse than even the notorious black cab rapist John Warboys. Caught after a teenager woke up while he was being raped by Sinaga and beat the sex attacker so badly he had to be hospitalized.
Damn.
When Sinaga's mobile phones ended up in the hands of police, they revealed he had been on a horrifying campaign of poisonings and rapes. Incredibly, all but 2 of Sinaga's victims were aware they had been sexually assaulted. Prosecutors say that's because Sinaga used the potentially fatal chem sex drug GHB to stupefy his victims to the point of coma. Many were already heavily intoxicated when they were hunted outside some of Manchester's busiest nightclubs, including Fifth and Factory, and lured back to the rapist apartment Manchester Crown heard. They went there after he promised he would give them a glass of water after they had been sick, or told them they could charge their phone there.
Will those two things work on y'all? Water or phone charging?
Yeah, probably.
You want a sip of water and a charge?
Actually, I would never want my phone to die, so maybe, yeah.
Yeah, probably me too.
God, that is fucked up.
When they had lost their friends, others trusted that he was a fellow student and accepted his offer of sleeping on his floor when they were too drunk to get back to their homes. But once inside, Sinaga spiked their drinks with a potentially lethal drug. Though many awoke in a stranger's flat feeling disoriented and confused, they thought Sinaga had acted as a good Samaritan. It was only when police knocked on their doors, sometimes years later, that they became aware of Sanaga's horrific offending. Though Sanaga's crimes went uninterrupted for years, it was his own vanity and perversions that led to this eventual capture, because the footage he had compiled formed an overwhelming prosecution case against him.
Wow.
The remorseless predator will now spend at least 30 years behind bars after being given a life sentence. The court order prevented the press from reporting details of the case until now to ensure Sanaga was given a fair trial. During his unprecedented crime spree, depraved Sanaga carried out 136 rapes, 8 attempted rapes, 13 sexual assaults, and 2 assaults by penetration. The charges relate to 48 men and all took place between January 2015 and May 2017. Many of Sanaga's victims, mostly heterosexual men. Do you get that?
Heterosexual men?
Mostly heterosexual men.
Well, would beg the question, how would you not probably know that?
Yeah, how would you not know?
The next morning that you were violated.
Exactly. I would definitely know.
Were students who had moved to Manchester and Salford to study.
Maybe.
Several had traveled to the city from elsewhere to enjoy a night out with friends. Senior investigating officer, Detective Inspector Zed Ali of Greater Manchester Police, told MEN, which is some kind of organization, the reporting restrictions assisted these brave men to give evidence in a safe environment. Some of the offenses happened years ago, and they were not aware of it, he says. So for them to decide that, yes, they want justice, they want to do the right thing, they want to prosecute, is absolutely brave. A lot are quite young, they're still at university, or just in their first year of a new career. So what should be a really distinctive and exciting time for their lives has been overshadowed by this evil rapist. Sanaga's prosecution follows a long, complex investigation by Department Inspectors Ali and his team. Detectives had to examine hours and hours of graphic and disturbing photos and videos.
Oh, God, I bet.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of that, you know, people who have to scour the internet for people who work for YouTube and places like that.
Facebook too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Facebook,
they don't last very long.
No.
I can't imagine.
No. I used to think, man, I don't really care about that.
It's a stay at home job.
No, I could do that. But then I saw some autistic kid getting beat up by a bunch of his classmates, and I was like, I can't watch this. So
watch one beheading video, and you're done, dude.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know.
I mean, it's horrific.
Yeah.
It's absolutely terrible.
It's too much. It's too much.
God, I saw something on Reddit that was not tagged appropriately. It was an accidental death. Somebody blew their head off. And, couldn't go to sleep that night.
Oh, you stumbled on it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, you see things like that. I mean, could you imagine, like, every day? I mean, basically, an 8-hour work day of people either fucking being killed, people killing other people, people raping other people. I mean, all sorts of stuff. I mean,
yeah.
I just don't even know. Like,
you think it happens that much?
No. Yeah. Of course it does.
Tons of videos.
It happens all the time. And people upload this shit, and then it takes a while for the moderators to find it. But by then, so many people share it, and then... Yeah, so
yeah, I can just think of myself making the Nicolas Cage face from 8mm.
Yeah,
where he's like, "Watch that
Nicolas Cage."
Yes, yeah. You know, when he's watching that snuff film for the first time. He's like,
"Oh yeah,
he's like doing that weird recoil."
Yeah,
but anyway,
he looks like a guy who probably did watch the snuff film.
All right, mm-hmm. Well, we got lots and lots more to go, but we're gonna go ahead and cap it off.
You want to cap it off here? Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, cool.
So it's been a real slice of heaven with you guys.
This is a long cast.
We're back for the new year, huh?
Yeah, we are. You're
and right. Wide awake.
Yeah, hey, maybe we won't be bombed out completely by the next episode.
Yeah, so Brower and I, we're going to go have some brisket together. We're going to do a little mini live cast.
Live cast.
I'm going to show them what it's like.
Invite only.
Yeah, you're not coming. You're not allowed. You can't afford it anyways.
Yes.
All right, I'll go ahead and cue the music.
Out of budget.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right. Love everybody. Now, why are you taking your headphones off? It's not time to go yet.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.